You're listening to Roundtable. CNN recently reported that Chinese business tycoons prefer to put on show-stopping performances during their annual galas instead of just delivering a speech, which a lot of, or most of, the Western counterparts would do. So first of all, let's talk about recent business. Who's taken up the stage this time?
Let me introduce some really interesting and hilarious videos to you guys. I know He Yang is a huge fan of Michael Jackson.
Yes, I am.
So maybe you should check out Jack Ma's version of the Billie Jean. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So in honor of like Michael Jackson, the king of pop, Ma Yun, or Jack Ma, dressed himself up as MJ and performed down solo to Billie Jean for thousands of employees and guests to celebrate the company's 18th anniversary. And other employees joined him on the stage, all dressed like MJ, and to dance along Dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like Jack Ma. I do. I think he's a cool guy, and I like Michael Jackson. But dude, I saw that performance, Jack Ma. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know your moves just don't match Michael's. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we have also, you know, let's say Wang Jianlin here. Wang performed traditional Chinese opera and an 80s rock ballad.
Wow.
At his company's event, you know, I heard his voice, and I'll say it, Mr. Wang. You know, you have a great
talent.
Yeah, he has a good voice, I think.
Oh.
And I think I wouldn't be the only one that said that. But your dance moves, man. I don't think he moved more than just like a couple centimeters one way and a couple centimeters the other way. But then also, Robin Li, founder and CEO of Baidu, his performance during the company's summer party featured family. I guess his daughter was singing, "Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Ladies, perfect, nailed it. While accompanied by professional dancers, I guess Robin came out in his jeans and his polo shirt, and he just he had a guitar, and he played the last bit of the song, you know, trying to be totes cool. Mm-hmm. I thought it was actually totes cool. That was cool. Mm-hmm. But anyways, guys, what do you think of these CEOs taking the stage?
Well, first of all, I applaud to their confidence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I think all three men that we just mentioned, you can see that they really put their heart into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably practice rehearsal time and time again.
Yeah.
And also, they invested in the props. With the costume that Jack Ma was wearing, that was like certainly not something I can afford, I feel.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of money and attention going into this, and you can tell that these guys really take it quite seriously, despite the fact of, I'm sure, themselves, nor is their audience expect them to be really good, but it's sort of the mere fact that these big bosses, probably men that are often deemed as the richest in the country, they go on stage, perform a number, and with Jack Ma in particular, I feel that he puts on so much makeup to dress up like Lady Gaga in the past, and this year it's Jack Ma. So he's almost sort of making fun of himself.
Excuse me, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
We should check out a video later.
I will check it out. That sounds awesome.
So that is the part that I find very interesting, and we haven't really seen this on the big bosses of major foreign companies.
Yeah.
So why do you think they're doing this?
Well, you know, I think that it's to be more relatable. You know, these galas are to basically boost company morale, talk about how well you did, the achievements that have happened during the year. And so I think these guys, a big part of why they're doing it is to show them to come out on stage and be a part of the excitement, sharing it, but then also, you know, put themselves out there for criticism, for whatever, you know, these kind of things, but to also be relatable because, you know, someone's going to be like, oh my God, Jack Ma likes Michael Jackson too, Jack Ma! Jack Ma! Yeah, so that's the reason, I think.
Oh, I think it's more like a team building event. So maybe Jack Ma perform like that. It's trying to show that, oh, we are a family. It's more like a family event and show off the company's culture. He may think, oh, I'm the dad of the family and all the employees. I'll take care of you. And this is the only time they can think of what they have achieved in the past year.
Yeah. You know, I thought about this as well. Maybe an X factor that isn't so apparent. A personal thing that these guys are going after with these performances. And you know how sometimes you notice in entertainment, a singer, he wants to be an actor, you know, maybe Eminem does movies, Justin Timberlake does movies. Maybe Jack Ma wanted to be like Michael Jackson, you know.
Wow.
There's a part of him that saw Michael Jackson dancing and stuff, and he's like, oh, Billie Jean ain't my lover, you know, and he's dancing around, and he got his chance to do that, and hey, man, I applaud you, because yes, you are a confident guy, and that's cool.
Yes, I like that too, but I just wonder, why is it that Bill Gates never has done this, or, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, he's pretty young, a guy, boss of Facebook, he's never done this. Why don't they try to do something that is more approachable, so to speak?
You know, I just think we're way too critical, maybe in the West, of these kind of guys, CEOs, and, you know, certain people would be, maybe stocks could get affected if these guys kind of played themselves off like that. I like a sense of humor. I like that people can laugh at themselves. And so I love these performances from these CEOs here in China.
Yes, and I wonder maybe that the Western big bosses, that maybe they're already relatable in other ways.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're listening to Roundtable. That is for today. Bye-bye, everybody.